100 Quotes by Arthur Schopenhauer, narrated by Jonathan Waite. Talent hits a target no one else can hit. Genius hits a target no one else can see. Compassion is the basis of morality. All truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as self-evident. A man can be himself only so long as he is alone, and if he does not love solitude, he will not love freedom, for it is only when he is alone that he is really free. Mostly, it is loss which teaches us about the worth of things. Happiness consists in frequent repetition of pleasure. The assumption that animals are without rights and the illusion that our treatment of them has no moral significance is a positively outrageous example of Western crudity and barbarity. Universal compassion is the only guarantee of morality. Every man takes the limits of his own field of vision for the limits of the world. They tell us that suicide is the greatest piece of cowardice, that suicide is wrong, when it is quite obvious that there is nothing in this world to which every man has a more unassailable title to than his own life and person. Compassion for animals is intimately associated with goodness of character, and it may be confidently asserted that he who is cruel to animals cannot be a good man. The person who writes for fools is always sure of a large audience. It is difficult to find happiness within oneself, but it is impossible to find it anywhere else. One should use common words to say uncommon things. When we read another person thinks for us, we merely repeat his mental process. In learning to write, the pupil goes over with his pen what the teacher has outlined in pencil. So in reading, the greater part of the work of thought is already done for us. This is why it relieves us to take up a book after being occupied with our own thoughts. And in reading, the mind is, in fact, only the playground of another's thoughts. So it comes about that if anyone spends almost the whole day in reading, and by way of relaxation, devotes the intervals to some thoughtless pastime, he gradually loses the capacity for thinking, just as the man who always rides at last forgets how to walk. This is the case with many learned persons. They have read themselves stupid. Every miserable fool who has nothing at all of which he can be proud adopts as a last resource pride in the nation to which he belongs. He is ready and happy to defend all its faults and follies tooth and nail, thus reimbursing himself for his own inferiority. Man can do what he wills, but he cannot will what he wills. It is a wise thing to be polite. Consequently, it is a stupid thing to be rude. To make enemies by unnecessary and willful incivility is just as insane a proceeding as to set your house on fire. For politeness is like a counter.